Hey, welcome to today's podcast. Holy shadow work, Batman. This one was hard to talk about, but I know very well by now that's the stuff we need to talk about. If you're listening to this, chances are you had a not so hot childhood and are trying to do better for yourself and your kids. Or maybe you just like the sound of my voice, and that's super awesome. Thanks, friend. I'm going to talk about today when, even with all the progress and changes you have made, something still goes wrong for your kid in a way that messed you up as a kid. This hits different, and I'll explain why. Examples could be having a hard moment and reacting in a way that you know messed you up too. Having them go through a divorce or family issue like you had. Having issues in school like you did. Get what I'm saying? And it may stem from something super specific, as in our case. So listen, I take my kid to the dentist for his routine cleaning and checkup. We brush every day. He always did well with that. I didn't see anything to be concerned about. He had no pain. Should be good, right? Right. He was always very jumpy and nervous being at the dentist. So they didn't do x-rays until his last visit. So the hygienist does her thing, and he was jumpy but pretty good and allowed her to do what she needed to do, pretty much. And I want to mention this. We go to a place that specializes in kids and kids with special needs. My son does a great job in most situations, but they're used to dealing with so many different reactions to things that it felt so much better when my kid was having sensory issues with the taste of the metal instruments or the cleaner or the smell of things, when he was just not able to sit still the whole time. So maybe look into that. Like, if your kid does have like some issues, it felt so much more comfortable that they were used to seeing all the different emotions and reactions that might come up. So they even have this this chocolate lab therapy dog named Latte. Oh my God. My kid loves being with her. They even have her sit with him right in the chair so he would sit still and could pet her and borrow from her nervous system. It's very grounding and helps us calm down. So helpful. And dogs are seriously like earth angels. You can't tell me otherwise. I don't care. So the dentist comes and checks out his teeth. Her whole facial expression changes. She looks at me real serious and she goes, "He has quite a few cavities, like a bunch." I'm like, "What?" "They are in between his teeth that just came together." I was getting hot, like in my face and my chest. "Oh, and he'll have to be sedated to get them done. There's no way he'll sit in the seat with all that happening." Blah, blah, blah. It was all a blur. She was totally right, but I couldn't even process that part, because I was so upset that he needed dental work already. I felt like she was looking at me in a particular way, like I was a crappy parent. Did you catch what I did there? I totally made up a whole story and meaning about it by her look, because I was activated in my nervous system and looking for more evidence for how I was actually feeling inside, the meaning I have given to it, right? I was like, "Oh my God, no." P.S., the dentist told me gummy vitamins, which we were doing, are a big culprit, apparently. Oh, I know, like, it works for a lot of kids, including mine. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm in the same boat, and we now get sugar-free ones, just FYI. Okay, moving right along. So that's not great news. Yes, but here's where it gets interesting. Yes, I understand it's not fun news for anyone. Even my husband was like, "Oh no, like, not great news." But he was like, "It is what it is. We'll get it handled and we start doing new things." You know, normal, logical responses. Has nothing attached to it. Rational responses. "Oh, not me. Oh, I was feeling a lot." But I was also aware that I was feeling a lot, much more than I think actually fits here. And so I knew there was something from the past connected to it. And I wonder how many more of us have felt this, especially with a trauma and neglect background, just with different scenarios, as I mentioned earlier. The news first threw me into shock, then panic, then disappointment, and then last, but certainly not least, guilt and shame. Listen, I was raised Catholic. They were old, old friends of mine. We go way back. It's like I was spinning out. I was feeling flush. I could feel like shame and embarrassment in my face and chest. Quick fun fact, they have studies that show almost all of us show certain emotions in the same exact place in our bodies. Isn't that fascinating? I was thinking about making a post about this. Like, wouldn't it be great to use that information to learn for ourselves and others, especially our kids, where they feel things, especially like the more negative emotions, so they can be aware and present with the feeling and allowing it to come and pass, knowing that it only lasts 90 seconds. Did you guys know that? And I know some of you are going to be like, no fucking way it lasts 90 seconds, Christy. I have spent freaking days doing that. I know. I've been there too, friend. I know the reality of how it goes down without healing and awareness, believe me. But for shits and giggles, Google emotions 90 seconds Harvard study. I love evidence too, friend. Anything past 90 seconds is only because of the stories we attach to it. I know, which our brain loves to do because the ego wants to be proven right. And we'll look for more evidence to be proven right. Eckhart Tolle from The Power of Now calls it the pain body. And without awareness, our ego wants to naturally feed the pain body to prove whatever we feel true. Crazy, right? You feel screwed over. Your brain says, yes, you're right. So to feel that more, we're going to look where else we were screwed over. You get it? Okay, cool. So back to my walk of shame. I heard what they were saying, but I was not there. I was not there completely. But because I had been working on this stuff and had the awareness that my ongoing reaction was from the past in some way, we just got to figure out what it is. So I get my kid in the car and I'm trying to not make it sound terrible of him. I didn't want to project whatever was going on with me onto him. So I somehow mustered up the strength to tell him it was not awesome news. I'm not in the business of lying either. If we don't face reality at all, we don't learn that way either. That's like escapism crap. But while I did say it wasn't awesome news, we will see this information, because it is, it's just that, it's information. We give it the meaning. And the meaning I chose was to see it as an early heads up before he felt any physical pain, thankfully, that's a gift, and as a learning experience. Okay, now we know. We got to get more serious on flossing and not eating right before bed. It is what it is, and we will handle it together. Okay, sounds pretty good, right? So then I get home, and my husband was there and able to take over. I knew I needed to process whatever was happening. I was pinpointing what I was feeling now, but now I wanted to figure out the connection. I went to meditate. When things get loud, thoughts, emotions, life, we have to get quiet. So then it hits me. Oh my God, this was triggering so much of like childhood wounds. I was severely neglected hygiene-wise when I was a kid. My family was really weird about dental care specifically. Lots of generational curse stuff. I've made a podcast about that a while back. It's called The Shadows We Can't Hide. If this kind of stuff resonates for you too, you may find this helpful, friend. So as I was centering and getting the messages I needed to get, I saw how badly I was neglected and how the first dentist appointment I ever even went to, I was in excruciating pain and needed a root canal at like 10 or 11 years old. And for those of you wondering, no, I never had checkups or cleanings before that. And here is the friggin' kicker. I didn't have them on a regular basis after that either. It was so bad, and I had issues with my teeth all the time until I finally started taking care of myself. But before healing it was still a struggle at times because I had so much shame. I know now that I wasn't just carrying my shame. The weight is heavy, and we need to talk more about the fact that we are healing through generations of mindset and nervous system messes, which is why it's so important to talk about giving ourselves compassion when we do have things happen that are not optimal for ourselves and our kids. Every time I went to a new dentist, they would take x-rays and I would brace, and they would see all the neglect and messed up childhood right there. But I was the only one they were looking at. Not my caregivers that not only did not take care of me properly, but never learned from any of it, never changed anything, and also projected fear and justified their own avoidance about dentists themselves. Yep, dentists. Dentists were the problem. They just want to make money like a mechanic. But homie, your teeth are literally breaking when you eat. Like, nah, we have soft teeth in our family. Oh my God, now we're blaming the damn teeth. Bro, I can't. I swear to God, this is what was happening. And there was my child needing dental work. All the shame and pain coming to the surface. The family curse continues. I failed him. Like they failed me, like they failed themselves. I felt like a neglectful parent. How could I allow this? I sat with that and I validated to my inner child how sorry I was that she experienced that, how much physical pain, shame, embarrassment she carried for so many years. And then I sat with the sadness, regret, and disappointment I had as a parent, validating that as well. And then I started to go deeper. Once I helped my inner child, self-compassion, which leads to all compassion, is the key that frees us. Because shit is always going to happen. We are going to mess up because we are human. We're supposed to. Or we'd be like these cool angels flying around being all perfect and shit, right? I could finally see that they were unable to help me when they couldn't even help themselves. Not an okay. It hurt me and my inner child, and I'm not bypassing that. It is recognizing that, and at the same time, they weren't taken care of. They were conditioned to believe those things too. And that while it was awful what happened to us, I was getting to what I needed to hear. That wasn't what happened with my kid. He found out he had cavities at his routine dental cleaning and checkup. You always had him brush his teeth. And yes, we need to make flossing a priority now because of my background, which again can come back to haunt you. So we need to learn how to give ourselves compassion when these things happen. Because I know this might sound weird or terrible or whatever, but I had seriously no idea that you needed to floss this young because I was never taught that. I personally floss every single day now. And I knew about brushing from like parent stuff, but flossing, I didn't know. I thought there was still space between their teeth, so it was no big deal. I thought it was needed later. And my husband had like ridiculously nice teeth naturally. He sucks. You see, that's me projecting envy. I wasn't aware, and he wasn't aware either. We can validate the pain our inner child went through while owning our missteps and giving ourselves grace to not always get it right. This was not my childhood story. This was not the same. This was not an emergency first dental visit that would be the ongoing theme for decades because no changes were made. This was at his on-time routine cleaning and checkup. We weren't running away from what's happening like my caregivers did. We are actually doing things differently and handling the root issue, which was not flossing, not blaming everyone and everything else outside of us. I am a good parent, even though my child is going through something similar to me and something I do not prefer. It can and will be different because I can keep his self-worth intact. I can model owning what we did, didn't do, and learning from it, not being buried in a story of shame. And I am super proud to report that he has been flossing every single day since. Side note, we love Glide Floss Picks. This is a big deal. If it's not comfortable, your kid won't do it. It's the one that says it's for back teeth. So much easier and gentler on the gums. And just an FYI, like just because it might help you guys. It totally helps us. Anywho, that's when I had another beautiful realization. His story would be different than mine. He was learning this at 7 years old with his baby teeth, with his mom by his side. My inner child wonders how different it would have been for us if we had the same. We cannot prevent all the shitstorms our kids are going to face. Healing ourselves, especially when it reflects back something that hurt us too, will allow us to guide them through it. Remember, one of the biggest lessons to model as a parent and human is giving ourselves grace and compassion. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Sending you love and floss picks. I'll see you on the next one, friend. Take care.